Warning, the Bro Runs podcast is not suitable for children. Heck, it's barely suitable for adults. Enjoy the show. If you have any comments, including hate mail, send it to brorons2016@gmail.com.
Welcome to the Bro Runs podcast.
You pair are a couple of idiots.
This might be a stupid question. I thought Europe was a country.
You're a stupid dumbass.
That's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever freaking heard.
I don't know what's wrong with me when I say the things I say.
When I came back from Vietnam, I just had the greatest brainwashing that anybody can get.
I'm a creative genius, by default. When I go through customs, I would write that down when they say, what's your occupation? I'd be like, creative genius. But the problem is it takes a little bit long to write, and sometimes I spell the word genius wrong.
Just like millennials, our mommy thinks we're special. It's the Bro Rons podcast. I am Big D.
And I'm Little R.
And we're bringing you the best in the world of stupid news.
That's right. I'm glad my mommy thinks I'm special because nobody else does.
That's true.
So I said I didn't have too much to talk about. What I do have to talk about, if you want to get right into this.
Okay.
All right. Is the fact that the guy that hired me for my new job that I only am going to work Thursday and Friday on.
Yeah.
Has texted me every single day wanting me to work. And every other single day I say no.
Well, I bet he's glad he's got you then.
Well, you know, he's a friend.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid at some point it's going to stress our friendship. So I am starting to make moves on possibly not letting that happen.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you were up front with him when you took, when you went up there for the job, you said, yeah. I only want something for, 2 days a week or whatever. Well,
he's the one that said, I only got this many hours for you. And I said, that's fine. That's all I want. I said, don't cut anybody else's hours to fit me in anywhere. If this is what you need from me, I'll do it. But I don't want any more than that.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. That bitch that was complaining about you taking her hours, why didn't she go?
Well, I don't know. That's a very good question. I don't know why he doesn't, contact them. That's like he texted me 2 hours ago. Hey, you want to come in and close with me? No.
I'd be like, give the hours to bitch, whatever. She's complaining. I know they don't want them to ever get any overtime. That's the big thing right there.
Yeah. I don't think there is any overtime. Honestly, they have him strung out to where you have X amount of hours per week to schedule and that's it.
Yeah. The thing is, when I used to manage that Family Dollar years and years ago, the thing with that was that no one was ever supposed to get overtime, ever.
Right.
Except for the fact that because you were on salary.
Then you was going to work all that you could possibly work.
Yeah, they were going to cram it down your throat. So
right. And that's what he's doing. He says he's a lot happier doing that. But dude, he's working like 80 hours a week.
Yeah.
So at some point, that's going to bust too.
Yeah. Especially if he doesn't have like assistant managers.
Well, he's got one, but he's still having to work. Actually, he's got one at night and one during the day that works there with him. A lot of times it's just him and her there at the store.
Yeah.
But that's, I'm not going to say nothing.
Well, now you came up this past weekend for my son's birthday. And,
yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. I was glad I got to see everybody.
He's just as goofy as the rest of us.
Yeah. I was trying to get him to react and say something funny to the cop that came by and wanted to give him a sticker. And he never did say, he just said, no, no, thank you.
Yeah, the thing is, as goofy as he is, he's got good manners.
Right, right.
That's kind of been not beat into him, but the fact that he's been in school since he was, you know, 3 years old.
Right.
It's kind of been pounded into his head that, you know, you're always respectful and you just don't do something like that. But if just with us, he could care less, you know?
Right. Right.
What I thought was funny was when you asked him what his mom thought about him being so goofy, he just was like, I don't care. Yeah. He didn't care. It's whatever.
What makes that special is a lot of people don't know, but his mother is a veterinarian.
Yeah.
Her father is a medical doctor. So they come from a, I'm not going to say affluent, but they do things a little differently than what we rednecks do.
Yeah, they're pretty affluent considering the fact that their oldest son graduated from Princeton.
Okay.
And she went to William and Mary. And then, of course, you know, she went to vet school as well.
Right.
And then their youngest went from Duke to Harvard Law.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would say the family's pretty affluent.
He didn't strike me as the kind that would go to Harvard.
Her younger brother?
Yeah. Was it her younger brother or older brother that was?
No, that was her older brother.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, he's a bum.
Yeah. Well, he liked to stare at stars.
Yeah, he's just, he really is a bum. I mean, that's, I wish I was kidding about that, but he hasn't worked in years.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. The last time I remember seeing him was whenever he and her father came for a visit over to mom and dad's.
Yeah.
I think that's the last, actually, that might be the last time I can remember seeing her too.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah. So after you all left that night,
okay.
Yeah, we had bad storms come through.
Yeah, dude, I drove like luckily it was only for about 20 miles.
Yeah.
And it got rough. I'm doing like 30 down the interstate and I can just barely see. And about 20 miles south of you guys, everything cleared up and it stopped raining and I was fine all the way back. But I got worried there about you guys.
Later that night, it was probably about, I don't know, 8:30 or so, 9 o'clock. We had another real severe set come through and there were actually tornadoes touching down here just a little bit south of us.
Right.
So they told, you know, they warned everybody, oh, get into wherever place that's safe. So we came down here in the basement and turned on the TV because I was watching the UFC event.
Okay.
And so I was watching the UFC and in the corner, you know, they also had the weather going on. So all you could hear was the weather report, but the fight was on TV.
Okay.
And so at one point, this dude accidentally kicked this other guy in the balls.
Okay.
All right. And so I went, oh, and Cindy went, oh, and Cole said, what? And Cindy said, he just got kicked somewhere he shouldn't. Cole said, where? And Cindy said, testes, the old testicles, the scrotum, the balls. And Cole said, how do you scrote the balls?
Well, did she explain it to him?
No, but we did that later. After that, I explained to him, son, your scrotum is the thing that holds your balls. That's okay. Anyway,
it's the old ball sack. Yeah,
it's that crinkly, wrinkly bag of skin.
Bag of skin, yeah.
Yeah. He went, oh. So
that will be his new word for whenever he gets home.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it is. Anyway. But then the next day, Cindy and the kids went to church. You know, I don't go because I'm a heathen. But anyway,
boy, I'll say.
Yeah, they go to church. And I guess the preacher was talking about temptation.
Okay.
All right. And so he said, he made the analogy of when you go to the grocery store, you're there to buy groceries, and you're thinking the whole time, well, if I want these rock hard abs, I got to buy this stuff that's healthy. And then you get to the front and there's all these candy bars and stuff. And then you have to decide, you know, do I want rock hard abs or do I want M&Ms? And Cindy said, Cole said, I'll take the M&Ms. And so she said they laughed. Well, then when they got out of church, Cindy said, that made me laugh when you said, I'll take the M&Ms. And Cole said, No, I changed my mind. I don't want the M&Ms. I want rock hard abs. And Cindy said, well, why do you want rock hard abs? Do you think that he said, Jesus said you had to have rock hard abs? And he said, yeah, that's what he said. You can't get into heaven unless you have the rock hard abs. Cindy said, no, that's not what he said. You can have M&Ms. So he was worried, I guess, that he, you know, his
wasn't going to make it.
The fate of his soul depended on a bag of M&Ms.
Yeah. And exercise.
And rock hard.
Lots of sit-ups.
All right. So before we get into stupid stories, what I want to talk about is our sponsor for this episode, Studio.com.
Studio?
Studio.
Studio.
Just say the word. Anyway, so they make Bluetooth headphones and earbuds.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you didn't get a pair, but I did. And I'll admit, they're probably the most comfortable pair of headphones I've ever put on my head. And I got the Regents, and the color I got was black. And so they look good, they're comfortable, and the sound is awesome on them. I mean, for the cost, and they're only $99, which is a lot cheaper than a lot of other, you know, Bluetooth headphones.
Right.
And like I said, the sound quality is amazing. They're comfortable. They have a battery life of 20 hours, which is pretty freaking good. And they come with a separate plug-in. So if your battery runs out, you can actually take the plug into the jack on your headphones and plug them into your phone or whatever device you're listening to music on, and you can continue to use them just without them being, you know, hooked to Bluetooth.
Right. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So they got you covered. And the Regent aren't the only ones they offer. They offer pairs starting from $50 to the top of the line, which is the Regent, for $99. And right now, if you go there and put in the discount code BRORONS, that's BRORONS, Studio will give you a 15% discount.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, folks, I'll put the link into our description. I'll put it on our logo whenever we put out the episode. It's studio.com with the discount code BRORONS. That's BRORONS. All right, let's get to what everybody came here for.
Stupid stories!
Yeah. From the New York Times, Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner drank a glass of chocolate milk during a Black History Month event to show he's committed to diversity. Yeah. Now, I don't know about everyone else out there, but I love chocolate milk.
And then you love some good diversity.
But it doesn't love me back. That could or could not have a double meaning there. Yep. It's really, really good. Diversity, Rauner said Wednesday, according to the Chicago Tribune. The milk drinking was prompted by Hyatt Hotels Diversity and Inclusion's executive, Tyrone Studemeyer, who, of course, is Black.
Why, Studemeyer, of course? Why are you saying of course? What are you, racist?
I added that in there. I just added it in there. It must be because his first name was Tyrone.
Hey, I know some white Tyrones.
I know.
Racist.
I'm not a racist. Good Lord, I added two words to it. Studebaker poured a glass of milk to represent white men. So it must have been white milk.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been no brown milk.
No.
Studebaker.
That'd have been chocolate already.
A black man poured a glass of white milk to represent white men who lead most organizations. Boy, I'm going to get some hate mail now.
Damn the man.
This chocolate syrup represents diversity, he said as he poured it into the milk. The syrup sank to the bottom of the glass. You know, whenever I read this story, this is the only one of today's stories that I have read. After that sentence, I immediately thought, yeah, to the back of the bus. And I thought it was going to get really deep after this, but as everyone will see, I was wrong.
It didn't.
When you look at most organizations, diversity sits at the bottom of the organization, Studebaker continued. You don't get inclusion until you actually stir it up. Okay. Rauner stirred the concoction to turn it into chocolate milk and then drank it. Studebaker told Chicago Tribune, he's been using this metaphor for more than a decade to show there's a lack of diversity in leadership at Fortune 500 companies. He added that Rauner didn't know what he was getting into. Rauner's spokeswoman, Rachel Bold, told the news outlet, this was the event moderator's example of diversity that an audience of all ages could see and understand. It was one of two demonstrations at the event, both of which received ovations from the crowd. When asked about the second demonstration, she said, oh, we put some black shoe polish on a white guy's face.
Yeah, there you go.
Now that was racist.
That's racist. Good grief, man. Fortune 500 companies being racist.
I know. I know. Who would have thought that?
Everybody.
Okay.
But to have that black guy be racist, you know, and want to do blackface, that's horrible.
I wonder if he was the one that actually put the shoe polish on.
I bet he did.
Or, you know, was the artiste.
I hope so. I'd actually pay to watch that.
Yeah, we're going to hell.
From WSB TV 12. A Cobb County woman was indicted Thursday for allegedly claiming to be a federal law enforcement agent to get a discount for her Chick-fil-A meal.
I bet you they gave it to her. I bet you they gave it to her. Those are some racist folks, too.
Tara Marie Solomon of Marietta faces two felony counts of impersonating an officer, according to court documents. Police said the incident happened July 5th at the Macklin Cross Circle location. She initially tried to convince a worker at the eatery's drive-thru window that she was a federal agent. It didn't work, so she went inside. Solemn walked up to the counter of the chicken joint, argued with two managers, and uttered expletives within earshot of a few children, according to a warrant.
Daddy, what's an expletive?
It's right. I don't know what that word means. Shut the fuck up, kid.
Just eat your sandwich.
Cops said she then flashed a silver badge and a black wallet to the managers to try to prove she was a federal agent. She stated that she was undercover and that for them asking her to be in uniform would blow her cover and possibly get her killed, according to the warrant. Solemn called the restaurant chain's corporate office to complain and gave the name Agent Solemn. At some point, she changed her story, saying that she was an agent with the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. The officer wrote in the warrant that GBI said they had no record of such an agent, to which she replied, duh, I'm undercover.
Yeah, no wonder you wouldn't have any kind of information on me.
Yeah,
under the cover.
You don't think the GBI is just going to give her up like that.
Especially to Chick-fil-A.
I know.
I know. God. Gee whiz. Somebody had to be a real dumbass not to believe her. How
desperate are you for a discount?
She was hungry and only had $2.
What the crap?
Speaking of $2, here's an interesting side story. I got a piece of mail from the Nielsen ratings earlier this week.
Oh, yeah?
Or last week. Yeah, actually, I did. And I actually called them and did a survey for a small cash award.
Wow.
I actually received that small cash award the other day. And it was, that's right, you guessed it, $2.
Well, if they hadn't sent it to you, you should have been like really that pissed kid in that movie that was going around trying to collect his $2.
I want my $2. That's what I said whenever I opened up the envelope. Valerie started cracking up. I want my $2.
He'd go out and lick that stamp you always wanted to lick.
Yeah. From the Huffington Post. The pilot for a Transavia Airlines flight headed to Amsterdam from Dubai had to make an emergency landing in Vienna after a passenger's fart caused a brawl inside the plane. I have been there. I thought about it the last time we flied to...
The last time you flied?
Yeah, it's the last time we flew. I fly. We flew.
Okay.
See there? Mrs. Hutchinson would be so proud of me. Anyway, the last time we flew to Texas, somebody in the plane had some pretty rancid gas, and I wanted to find out who it was to beat the hell out of them. So I understand. As reported by Metro, and anybody that has ever flown a lot probably has encountered this, and wanted to do something about it, but much like me.
It always just recirculates the air, so the funk just keeps getting pushed out.
It's horrible. There's nowhere for it to go. It can't go out. As reported by Metro, the fight took place because a passenger would not stop farting. Two men sitting next to the passenger were not happy with his flatulence and asked him to stop. A man complained about the passenger's fart to the crew of the low-cost Dutch airline, but they did not help out. Hell, you know what they should have done was, like, banned him to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Since no one in the plane was addressing their concerns, the passengers took matters into their own hands, and a fight ensued. The pilot reportedly issued a warning to the individuals involved, but the altercation continued. The fight forced the pilot to steer the plane to Vienna Airport for an emergency landing. When the aircraft landed, the police, together with their dogs, boarded the plane to offload the passengers. Two men and two women were asked to leave the plane as the pilot reported having passengers on a rampage.
Dum, dum, bong.
The four passengers were subsequently released since they did not violate any rules in Austria. However, all four will no longer be allowed on any Transavia Airlines flight or anywhere near the all-you-can-eat baked beans bar.
I love a good baked beans bar.
Whew, those things rip me a new one, too. God, I love them. But I'm a horrible person to be around about 3 hours afterwards.
Seems like you've had enough.
Yeah, I don't eat them anymore.
From Fox News 29. The owner of a Michigan bar is apologizing after he and his employees gifted a biracial employee a watermelon on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Now, see there, that's the most racist thing that has been said on this episode right there.
Yep.
And all you were doing was reading it.
The employee of Darb's Tavern and Eatery in Mason received a watermelon from her coworkers and boss on the holiday. Kelly Martin Amory, the employee's mother, posted on Facebook saying the words, "Happy one half MLK and happy Black Day" were written on the watermelon.
That's terrible.
Good grief.
I cannot believe that. That's slightly humorous, but terrible at the same time.
I wonder if DJ from Just In Time has ever had to put up with this.
Probably.
I've sat and stewed on this and am furious about this, she wrote in the Saturday Post. This is awful on so many levels. As of Tuesday afternoon, the post had more than 580 comments and had been shared more than 560 times. The bar's owner and manager, Rob Hirrett, posted on Facebook Monday saying the action was meant to be a friendly joke, but was in poor taste and offensive.
Okay.
You think?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Many of you have expressed your outrage over this incident, and you are right, Hirrett said. I take full responsibility. I saw the gift, and I didn't stop it. In fact, in a lapse of judgment, I also joined our employees in signing it. While I thought it was an innocent inside joke between employees who are friends, as the owner, I should have recognized the inadvertent message, stepped in, and stopped this behavior. Wait just a minute. This isn't inadvertent.
How could it be inadvertent? It was purposely written.
Yes. You put now, half MLK, half Black Day. That's not an inadvertent message.
All right. Now, hang on a second now. Who was it that got the gift?
A person who was a mixed black and white.
And who was it that wrote the little thing in Facebook?
Her mother.
Her mother. What was the person that got the gift's reaction?
Well, she was ticked off.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Where does this say that at?
Well, it doesn't say it in the article, but you would assume that she was ticked off.
Now what happens if you also then make the assumption that she thought it was funny as hell?
Well,
then is it racist or improper?
If she thought it was funny as hell, I'm going to guess she wouldn't have gone home with the watermelon and told her mom.
Just, I don't know. She might have thought that her mom might have thought it was funny.
Maybe. Anyway.
You don't know any of this stuff.
Here it said he will undergo diversity and sensitivity training along with his staff. And next year, they'll know to add fried chicken to the gift as well.
That's right. If you're going to go halfway, go all the way.
That's right.
Don't ever stop halfway through something.
If you're going to make Lord. A racist joke, do it all the way.
Now, I am in no way, shape, or form a racist. However.
That's pretty racist of you to say that.
I don't see how. Well, it is. Because it could be assumed that I am.
Who cares?
It just goes to show that not everything has to be racist. I mean, seriously. Oh, but
a watermelon with that written on it has to be.
I like watermelon.
I do too, but you ain't never got one that said
Happy Half Black Day.
Yeah. Here, Negro, eat a watermelon.
I'm not half black. It would be like somebody giving us an ear of corn.
Yeah, and saying, here, Tonto. That's
right. Would I be offended? No, that's freaking hilarious.
That's true, but we also used to tell our mom to go out and do a rain dance for us, too.
We should have probably got really punished bad for that. Sorry, Mom.
It's the German in us. We can't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, enough of this.
Yeah. Let's move on. Universities are supposed to be places of higher learning and understanding. But most of the time, it just becomes a breeding ground for arrogant, self-gratifying narcissists who think they know what's best. So today, we're bringing you a little segment we call Educated Idiots.
And these idiots come from Purdue University, where they've decided the word man needs to be abolished from the English language.
They're saying that the word man is associated with adult men as opposed to just humanity or humans. So they're trying to avoid the word man. So if we can eliminate that word, then things would be much better and people would be less offended.
Well, what if you lived in Manchester, Vermont?
Well, they would might have to change the name of the city if people agree with Purdue University. And Purdue University found that things need to be updated, and they updated their writing guide to take out these words that apparently are offending certain groups of people.
Okay, so just to make sure I understand the rule, if something offends somebody, even if you've never met that person personally,
right.
You have to change it. So doesn't that mean that a small group of super unhappy people get to control what the rest of us say and think?
That's exactly
what it means.
Well,
perhaps they're ahead of their time. Maybe this is something that is offending a small group, but the group's going to get larger, and times are changing, and our language is dynamic. Webster keeps adding new words in the dictionary. So our language needs to change. And a term that used to be non-offensive, like man-made and male-man, now needs to be changed.
Well, I get that. I guess the question for me is who gets to decide what changes and what doesn't? So, for example, I think I've now decided that the most offensive word in the language is college professor.
Oh.
Okay? Because to me that connotes dumbness and misuse of power and tenure, right, and mediocrity. So maybe I'd like to say no one can use that word ever again in my presence because it offends me. Would that fly? Could I do that? Could I pull that off?
Well, if you have a writing guide, perhaps, and you put that out there and people agree with you, then, yeah, maybe. Maybe that would fly. But Purdue University did find a group that agreed with them, and the university backed them up, and there you have it. They have a writing guide that now is going to teach us how to not offend.
But do you think they have the guts? I mean, it's one thing to bully the little rich kids who go to your school, because, like, what do they know? But do you think they have the guts?
This is the heart of America.
Yeah, no, of course. But I mean, if you're paying, like, 60 grand or whatever it is for, like, the fake diploma you get, you know, and you're not working, obviously you have privilege by definition, no matter who's paying for it. But it's easy to boss them around. Do you think they would have the guts to go to Goldman Sachs in New York and say, change your name now or else?
They probably wouldn't shop there. They probably wouldn't shop there because
at Goldman Sachs, they might come up short because it's a bank.
Because the name man is adult male, and we need to change it. Like woman, I mean, has the word man in there, so just call us a person.
So gold person Sachs, would that be better?
I think so. I'm less offended, yes.
And by the way, what if you just, since the rule is if you spell it, and I'll stop with this because I know this is angels on the head of a pin at this point, but if you spelled man differently, like M-A-A, so it was male man, but M-A-A-N.
No, the profession, we know that the professions usually were male dominated and they've changed. So no, saying male man and spelling it differently, that doesn't apply. We're trying to say this profession now applies for men and women or persons, all people. No man needed.
Isn't there a man? Hold on. Isn't there a man in the word woman?
Call me a person. I'd be less offended. No need for woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the end, the revolution always eats itself, as we often point out. Kathy, thank you for that guided tour of the Lunar regions. Appreciate it.
First off, I can't take someone seriously that sounds like they got a dick stuffed in their mouth and they're slobbering all over it.
Well, it's kind of difficult to take her seriously. Wait, are you talking about her?
Or yeah, him? No, her.
It's just the
what the crap? And secondly, how is the word man offensive? You might as well just say, I'm offended by men.
Well, don't call us men then. Here's my suggestion to solve all of this. Do away with all the pronouns in the English language and have one specific word. Like for a woman, call them vagina. And for a man, call them penis. It's penis, vagina. A male dog is penis and vagina, female dog.
That's a male penis and that's a male vagina.
No.
They deliver the mail.
But no, they're just a thing.
But what would you call humankind then? Would you call them penis vagina?
Yeah, vaginal penile. But something vaginal penises. You, of course, you know, to keep from offending this one woman here, we have to put the word vagina first.
Oh.
Because.
Well, what if we just call humankind from now on large clit?
That sounds like a winner to me.
Because if they had a really large clit, it looks like a penis anyway.
That's true.
And it's on top of the vagina. So.
That's true. That's true.
Large clit is now the word for humankind.
I could go with that. It's not offensive to me. Is it offensive to you?
No.
To know that you're a part of something bigger called the large clit?
Yeah. You know? Hey, this product is large clit made.
That's right.
I'm feeling pretty good about this. We should... we should contact Purdue University.
We should, with our own version.
Yeah, I can put a writing guide together in probably 5 minutes.
That sounds like a winner. Let's do that.
Yeah. We're full of good ideas.
God, where do these people crawl out from under?
Dude, these are people who've never been out of school. Never. They were in school the whole time until they got their degrees.
And then they're in school.
And then they worked at the school.
And then we hang around people from the school that also work at the school.
Yeah.
And we're in school. And if you tell it, we can't really call it a school anymore because the word school is offensive.
Yeah.
So we're going to start calling it the meeting place where I learn meaningless stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe we were going to change it to target practice. That's offensive.
Well, here's my question.
Okay.
Do these people procreate?
God, I hope not.
Me too, because I think procreation could actually be an offensive word.
I think it is.
If it's offensive, we can't do it.
Well, you know, you can't say anything about sex. Now it's called binary insertion, maybe. I don't know what the crap. Dude, all I know is that I'm living in a world I never wanted to live in.
The name of our world is Butthurt.
What happened? What the hell happened? And I don't want to live here anymore.
Where should we live?
Dude, I don't care. Anywhere. Just ship me off, shoot me into outer space. You know, put me on that idiot's rocket from last episode.
That could be the meaning. That could be why we're doing this.
Maybe.
To actually meet the man that wants to prove the Earth is flat so we could get on his rocket ship and fly in a straight line across the surface of the Earth to another world.
Right. We can fly from this disc to another disc.
That's right.
God.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike from the Mike Jolitz Show. You are listening to the Bro Rons Podcast. Hey, guys. When you're done over here with the Bro Rons Podcast, why don't you look me up on iTunes? It is the Mike Jolitz Show. Yeah. Love the Bro Rons Podcast. Keep it up, guys. Loving it. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what up, people? This is Jay.
And Jared from the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. Yeah, yeah.
And we are not talking about all the craziness that's going on in this world.
We are listening to Big D and Lil R from the Bro Rons Podcast. And you should, too. We're blacking out.
And you should, too. Blacking out.
At the end of every episode, we give out what we like to call...
the Cretan Award.
And this week's Cretan Award goes to an idiot SRO at a Florida high school. A security guard at Ronald Reagan High School was caught on camera making a chilling gesture, and it could cost him his job. The security guard was recorded on cell phone video pretending to point a gun at nearby students at Ronald Reagan High School. Parents said the worst thing is thinking your child's school could be in the next target of a shooting, and they're in shock after seeing the video. The video spread quickly, creating fear for students at the Doral School. I have fear now going back to school, And I don't want that, said student Sophia Urena. The video was posted by a student on Snapchat. The school system has confirmed that the person in the video is the school's security guard. He could be seen standing on the school's roof, gesturing with his arms as if he was aiming with a gun. Yeah, I seen this earlier on the news this week.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Parents were outraged when they saw the video, especially since this has surfaced just days after a deadly mass shooting in Parkland.
Our kids don't need to be around that, said a parent. The security is supposed to protect and make my kids feel safe. And to be acting like they have guns shooting down at them, I mean, it's not something they would feel safe about. They're concerned. Miami-Dade school officials told 7 News that the video was taken weeks ago, but was recently brought to their attention. They said in a statement, the employee has been removed from the school and will not be returning pending the outcome of an investigation. Because the employee's actions demonstrated a serious lack of judgment, the outcome of the investigation could result in disciplinary action up to and including dismissal. He wasn't a bad security guard, but I don't know what would make him do that, Urena said.
Yeah, he was a bad security
guard. Yeah, because, yeah.
Yeah.
The school system is investigating, and in the meantime, parents and students hope another incident like this does not happen again. It's not the way a kid's supposed to feel when they're in school, to learn and feel safe. It's not happening anymore, the parent said. Urena said that actions like this instill fear in her. It makes the rest of us fear about our school, and we just want to go to school to learn and be safe, she said. The identity of the security guard has not been released. You know what? I'm not even going to make a quip at the end. You're a fucking idiot.
That's pretty much sums it up, cretin.
Yeah. God almighty.
We just got through talking about this seriously crazy world. Let's leave.
Yeah.
It's time to get on a ship and go someplace else.
Time to board the mothership and head on out.
I'm going to Alaska. You think I was crazy now?
No, I don't. Now, yeah, I just...
I'm telling you, dude.
After 2 years of doing this show, I don't blame you. Yeah. I don't blame you for going to Alaska. And that's something that I want to talk about here.
Okay.
The next episode we put out is going to be our last.
Yeah, we talked about it. Between the other stuff that you do and the stuff that you got going on in your life presently, and the stuff I want to do, honestly, we're pretty much just done.
Yeah.
We've done everything we know of to do. That, and a lot of this stuff that we talk about really pisses us off.
Yeah, it's frustrating to just see what's occurred in the world. And God, man, it's, you know, we make light of it. And
a lot of it, yeah.
That's the only way we can deal with it.
Yeah, it's kind of the, you know, we don't so much care about what other people say about some of the stuff that we do and say and some of the little quips that we make. All of it is supposed to be in fun. But whenever society gets to a point to where everything offends them,
yeah,
it makes you not want to be a part of society.
You know, I understand, man. Times change. I get that. I'm not one of these people that sits around and goes, well, back in the good old days, because I know there was some stuff screwed up back then, too.
It wasn't like this.
But not this bad. And I know we sound like a couple of old curmudgeons. You know,
to a certain degree,
at this point we do, but I don't care. You know what? I don't care. Let me be an old curmudgeon. I don't care if you think that I'm some idiot that doesn't understand what's going on. If you're so pissy that you get offended by the word man, fuck you.
That's right. That's exactly right. Really? You're offended by the word man? Seriously? Seriously, there's a lot more important stuff in life,
yeah,
to be worried about than the word
man.
Give me a break.
God, if you want to be offended, freaking be offended by the fact that you idiots voted in these morons that are running this country.
There you go.
Be offended by that. And I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or what all you are. They're morons, and you voted them in. You sat down and said, boy, that's a good idea. This person really represents me. Then you know what? If they represent you, you're an idiot because they're idiots. How about that?
Yep. Every last one of them. None of them. If you think that any politician that is in office right now gives a rat's rear end about you.
Yeah. You're out of your mind.
You're absolutely crazy.
They could care less. They know this country's built on the back of the middle class. That's what they know. And so guess right. Who's always going to get ramrodded? The middle class. All right.
That's
and
all
they can sit around
happen.
And say, oh, we help the poor. You don't help nobody. You help them just right. enough to keep them freaking on the leash. And if yep. they sit around and say, we're any big business, bull crap too, because where do you think they're getting their money?
Big business. They're getting their money from big business. That's how they're getting elected.
Moral of the story, we're done. You know, we got one more episode, and
then we're going bye-bye.
And I'm not going to lie. We got one more episode, and it's because, you know, I got those headphones from Studio, and they're great. Right. I love those headphones, man. I do. Right. I really like them. And so, you know what? I'm going to meet my commitment and freaking advertise them. And that's the only real reason we're doing one more episode. But you know what? If you want to call us or freaking leave us a message or send us an email and tell us that, man, you're going to miss the show, or tell us, thank God you're done. Hey, feel free. Cause next episode, we're going to read that crap.
Yep.
And we're going to play it. I don't care. Our Skype handle is live:DES2V1, or let me look at the phone number here. 931-444-5752. Oh, I lied. I'm a freaking blind guy. It's 931-444-5762. Okay.
You just got one number wrong.
Yeah.
I'm still proud of it.
I know it. Call us. I ain't going to pick up, but you can leave a voicemail and tell us whatever, you know.
It doesn't matter. If you're mad at us, be mad at us. I don't care.
Nope. Don't really care. One more episode. We're done.
We talked about this Saturday. I was a little afraid that you would be upset about it. I felt this way for quite some time. And I think that you've known that I felt this way. And I think that I've known that you felt this way for a little while. We just been doing it just to do it.
Yeah.
And I enjoy spending the time with you.
Yeah.
And, I really do.
And don't get me wrong, man. There for a long time, I enjoyed doing the show.
Yeah.
And I love podcasting, man. That's not ever going to stop. It's in my blood.
Right.
But
right.
I just can't continue to deal with the
stupidity
of the world.
Yeah. We've made fun of it as best that we could. We thought it was funny.
Yeah. If you hadn't got the point that the world's stupid and that racism is stupid and that sexism is stupid.
And that child abuse is stupid and wrong. And there is no cloudiness in any of that.
No. If you can't figure that out and can't figure out that the point of us making fun of it was to point out the fact that it's stupid and wrong, then...
So you missed the entire... reason that we do what we do.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's get the hell out of here.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
What you just heard was a podcast in the Poop Culture Extended Universe. For more great podcasts, make your way to www.poopculture.com.